朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
I used to love science so much.
我原来是对科学非常非常的热衷。
I still love them.
我现在还是很喜欢。
But I love even more to find out the intricacy of the Bible.
但是我现在对这个圣经里面所讲的那些奇妙的事情，我更有兴趣。
I was a researcher.
我是一个很喜欢做研究的。
I want to find out why and how.
我要知道为什么这样子，而且是怎么样子的。
But the Lord had changed me the diversion into the knowledge to seeking the Lord after Him.
但是神改变我，让我呢再把这样子爱好转来对讲到主的事情，我就很仔细的听。
I want to know whether He knows more than I do or not.
我马上想知道，他是不是知道一件比我不知道的事情啊？
I want to learn from Him.
因为我想要知道，我想要学。
I'm still a student.
我到现在仍然还是学生。
And I pray that God keep me to be a pray that He keep me.Always a student.
而且我也祷告主，让我一直都有一个做学生的一个心态。
There has to be some change after we receive the Lord.
但是你知道，我们做了基督徒之后，我们一定是要有一点改变的。
Just the other day, a sister told me, Peter, I realized something that I realized that I'm gradually become unfit in the society.
有一个姊妹有一天跟我讲说，你知道吗？我越来越觉得我在这个社会上面，我好像不太合适。
She said, "I gradually realized that I'm not fit in this society."
我慢慢觉得我在这个社会的结构里头，我不是很合适的。
Oh, please don't take me wrong. She's a very, very good citizen.
但是我不要说不要误会我，她是一个很好的公民。
She's a very, very good worker in the company.
在一个公司里面也是非常非常好的工作人员。
People all trusted.
而人通通都很信靠他，但是我了解他到底说的什么意思。但是他是想告诉我，他的心不在这些暂时的事情上面，因为神把他改变了。弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人都需要经过这样的一个改变的过程。在这里，这是一个学校，在这里神要把我们改变。
And we are only coming throughWith our attitude changed.
我们在这里只有在我们心态上开始改变的时候，我们才开始改变。
People liken the church to be a school.
有些人就把教会当做把它看作一个学校。
And rightfully so.
的确是如此。
Now I want to liken you again the church to be a battlefield.
我也在想告诉各位，这教会呢也像一个战场征战的地方一样。
Let's look at the next frame.
我们来看下一幅图。
So far, the author of this comic book has concealed his intention to us.
到现在为止呢，这个画漫画的这个作者在那里要把他的真正想要讲的事情，其实还没有讲出来。
All of a sudden, in this frame,
突然一下子在最后这一个幅图上
，in the king's stable, there's some conversation.
在那个国王的他那个马厩里头，叫念马厩，马厩里头，有那些马开始们在说话了。
One of the horses told the other.
有一个马就说
，War is in the air.
说这个战争啊，已经到了。
The king's enemy has burned all the outlying hillsides.
他的火已经在那里烧了，而国王的仇敌把山丘上所有的一切的那些地都烧了。
And the next one said, "Oh my, where will the wild horses graze?"
那另外一个马说，哎呀，那糟了，那些野马吃什么呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, so far we have not thought about there is a spiritual battle going on.
到现在为止，有时候我们没有想到，在那里有一个属灵的征战，现在正在进行。
But inevitable, sooner or later, the news will be dawned on you.
但是总会有一天，你会清清楚楚知道，就有这么一回事。
Dear brothers and sisters, I mean, whether you know it or not.You like it or not, the battle is going on.
我要说的意思就是说，不管你是不是知道，或者是你想不想接受，那一个征战就已经是在那里。
Whether you like it or you prepare it or not, the battle is still going on.
你或者是愿意你喜欢或者你不喜欢，或者是你知不知道，反正这个征战一直在那里。
It is for your for your betterment, for your benefit, that you know that the war is going on.
你最好能够最好在这里，现在已经先知道这一个征战在那里发生。
Our king has an enemy.
我们的国王有一个仇敌。
You see, when Jesus was coming down to earth, the first thing the Bible, the gospel introduced us is a warfare.
你知道，当耶稣刚第一次来到世上的时候，圣经马上第一次就说到，在那里有一个征战。
I mean, I'm talking about when he was born.
我在那里是说到他刚生的时候，征战就开始。
Because of his birth, the enemy killed so many, slaughtered so many young boys.
就因为他的诞生，仇敌已经在那里利用，已经杀了无数的婴孩。
For they have the information that this one was coming down to be the king of Israel.
因为他们知道，仇敌知道有这么一位王，他要降生，要成为以色列的王。
Try as they may to prevent this king from growing up, they kill all the young boys.
为了要杀这一个王，他不惜牺牲所有其他那时候所有的那些男孩子们。
Therefore, every household was sorrowful.
所以在那个时候，很多很多家都在那里悲伤。
And when he was coming out to have a public ministry,
当他出来要开始正式传道的时候，
the same warfare goes on.
同样的事情又发生。
Satan came to attack him.
于是撒旦就来攻击他。
Try to get him away from the way of cross.
希望能够把他能够从十字架这条路上扯开。
Jesus has a mission, has a purpose.
耶稣他有一个目的，他有一个使命。
You see, before he was going about places casting out demons and reduce the kingdom of the Satan, he had to face the king.
你知道吗？
The enemy king first.
在他开始出来，在那里赶鬼，在那里将仇敌的国度，在那里削弱他的势力的之前，他第一个是要先面对这一位仇敌。
I'm referring to Matthew chapter 4.
我在这里说的是马太福音第四章的事情。
There's a temptation going on. Satan was trying to tempt him, saying, "Do it my way. Bow before me. I'll give you all the glory of the world."
在那里，魔鬼来试探耶稣，在那里说到：“你向我拜敬拜吧，我将一切世上一切的荣华、一切富贵，全部都给你。”
There is indeed a battle.
在那里一个很大的征战在那里发生。
On the individual level and on a corporal level.
在那里就是一对一的，同时也是整个国度的。
Jesus knew that, and he was a king of our kingdom.
耶稣他知道这一点，他也是我们的王。
And he was facing the enemy of the opposite kingdom.
在那里，他面对了那个仇敌势力的那一个王。
Dear brothers and sisters, Paul many times used the illustration and using we think is a metaphor of talking about spiritual warfare.
常常保罗在那里，我们想他只是光讲比喻而已，讲到了这个属灵的征战。
But It's more than a metaphor. It's a true thing.
但是在那里，他不只是用比喻而已，实在是一个真实的事。
Paul says at the end of his old age.
在保罗在他年老的时候，他说。
He said, "A good fight I have fought."
他说我已经那美好的仗我已经打过。
The course I have finished.
那该走的路我走过。
The faith I have kept.
这个当守的信我已经守住了。
Dear brothers and sisters, Paul was not only speaking a metaphor.
在那里，保罗并不是光只是这么讲一个当作例子这么样讲。
In the back of his mind, he was daily fighting that spiritual warfare.
而在他的脑海里面，在他的心智里面，他每一天都在那里做这个属灵的征战。
And he said, "We're not fighting against the principalities of the world."
他这里说，我不是与那些空中执政掌权的那些属灵的恶魔在征战。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter. Well, let's first read Second Corinthians.
我们先读哥林多后书
chapter 10,
第十章，零后十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10,
零后第十章
verses third to fifth.
第三节到第五节。
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Okay, 第三节到第五节，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了，又将人心所有的心意夺回，使他们都顺服基督。
You know the background Paul was speaking against when he was writing the Second Corinthians book.
我相信你们现在都了解，当保罗写这封书信的时候，讲到了那个征战的那个战场。
There was disobedience.
在那里有不顺服的事。
Because Paul's teaching was not carried out.
因为在那里保罗的教导在那里没有办，人家没有办法照着做。
Second, Corinthian church was a rebellious church.
在那里哥林多的教会是一个很反叛的教会。
They were so much on their own. They think they're pretty good.
他们想他们实在是不错了，于是他们就什么都照着自己的意思来。
They reject the teaching of the apostles.
他们在那里他就反对了保罗的教导。
Dear brother and sister, Paul says, "I'm not against you."
在那里说，保罗说，我不是在这里要反对你们。
I'm not against you of blood and flesh.
我不是在这里讲到就是我们人对人，我这样的反对你。
These are carnal things. We're not fighting against the carnality.
这些就是血气里的征战，我们不是打一个血气的征战。
We are fighting against the enemy, which was behind that.
而我们是征，我们乃是在血气之后的那一个仇敌，我们与他征战。
The reason church cannot listen to the word of God.
在教会没有办法能够顺服神的话这件事。
It is because there is an enemy who was holding that stronghold in men's heart.
而是因为仇敌在那里，在人心里面有那一个很坚强的营垒。
Dear brothers and sisters, the more and more I serve the Lord, the more and more I realize what Paul talking about.
当我越来越侍奉主时，年日越久的时候，我就越来越了解保罗在这里说的是什么。
When we were before the Lord, we thought everything we knew from the Lord, we received from the Lord. When we spoke it.People should receive and they shall prosper.
因为我们总是想，当我们从神那里接受这些神的话的时候，我们当这样向众人一说的时候，他们应该马上就接受，马上就照着，马上就接受。
But dear brothers and sisters, even the ministers are fighting a spiritual warfare.
但是就是这些我们的传道人也是一样在这里要打这个属灵的征战。
We're not against the flesh and blood.
我们不是在那里与属血气的征战。
There's an enemy behind that stops people's ear from listening to the word of God.
而在这个属血气人的这背后。有那一个仇敌在那里将人的耳朵在那里堵住，让人听不见。
Even when they hear it, they're not obeying it.
即使让人听见了，而又让他阻止，让他不去顺服。
Matthew 13 talk about that.
在那里，马太福音第十三章里面就这样说到。
There's a man going out to sow.
有一个人到外面去播种。
Even the seed was sold, and there were enemies spreading out all kind of wrong grain.
即使这个种子已经撒出去了，但是在那里仇敌还将别的种子在那里也在那里撒下去。
We're fighting a spiritual warfare.
我们在那里实在是打一个属灵的征战。
Sometimes we feel ourselves so disobedient to the word of God.
有时候我们发现我们自己也是那样，对神的话不能那么样子尊重。
We know what the Lord demands of us, but we just couldn't do it.
有时候我们很清楚知道神要我们做什么，但是我们就是做不到。
Because the reason is thus.
原因在哪里呢？
Because we are ourselves the battlefield that the enemy and God is fighting on.
因为就在我们这个人里面，我们这个就是神与仇敌征战的战场，在这里。
And we are in it.
而我们就在那中间。
We are caught in it.
我们就在这中间被抓被夹在中间。
Oh, sometimes, dear brother and sister, we look at ourselves realizing that.We are totally hopeless.
有时候我们就这样自己看自己的时候，我们才真正了解，我们实在是一点无可取。
For this spiritual warfare starts when we receive the Lord.
因为这样子一个属灵的征战，就在我们接受主的那一刹那已经开始。
And that also, that a lot of it is in our mind.
有很多事情，很多这样的征战呢，都是在我们的心智中间。
Christ, the one who claimed the victory on cross, shall be the one who again claimed victory on us.
那个在十架上称夸胜的那一位主，在我们身上也应该一样夸胜。
Paul says we are fighting that spiritual warfare so that we can make captive of those hearts that they will turn to the Lord.
在那里，保罗说，我们在这做属灵，在这里有这个属灵的征战，就是将这些心意能夺回，让神的道能行。
Have you seen people whose stronghold are broken and turn to the Lord?
你们有没有看过一个人，他的那个很强烈、很坚强的一个心里面的堡垒，在那里被神攻破？
Have you seen that these people were turned into a captivity?
你们有没有看到这些人被掳中
they became a captivity to the Lord.
他就变成了神被神夺回。
Paul was one. Paul himself was one.
保罗他自己就是一个。
You see, I mean, he has such a strong mind, but.Somehow the Holy Spirit broke him.
你知道保罗他的那个他的心智他是那样的坚强，但是神圣灵将他夺回。
Have you seen Peter?
你们有没有看到彼得？
He was so stubborn in his own will.
你知道他在那里是那么样子的倔强。
And he thought he was number one apostle.
他觉得他是在们那些使徒门徒中间，他是第一号。
But somehow the Lord broke him and changed him and made him back captivity.
但是你有没有看到，在那里神将他掳回，将他改变，将他屈服，让他成为神的俘虏。
Every one of the vessel God used always like that.
每一个神所用的器皿都是这样子。
There is a process going on that God captive them, make them captive and change them.
这里总是会经过一个阶段，神将他俘虏成为神的俘虏。
And there are many strongholds that we have not been taken off yet.
但是我们里面还有很多坚固的灵垒，神还没有真正攻破。
These days I was reading the Old Testament.
这几天我在那里读旧约圣经的时候。
And I'm reading into Deuteronomy.
我在那里读申命记。
And I know the story ahead of it.
我已经知道这里要讲的是什么。
You see, the Lord is making captive of all the strongholds gradually, step by step, until the whole land of Canaan can be claimed by the Israelites.
你知道，在那里讲到神在这里对那个迦南地，在一步一步的将那个营垒一步一步的都能攻破，这样然后整个迦南地都变成神的。
This is a warfare.
那是一个战争战。
You know, everything we talk about is related to warfare.
因为我们今天所讲的每一件事情都跟征战有关。
Even the salvation to our relatives.
即使我们讲到在我们亲戚朋友中间他们救恩的事情也是一个征战。
The horse was saying, what will these horses do when there's no land for them to graze upon?
这个国王的马就说哎，等到那些草场上那些都已经被烧焦以后，这些野马吃什么呀？
Dear brothers and sisters, have I told you that my salvation, when I received the Lord, I realized so many people were praying behind me and for me.
你知道弟兄姊妹，当我刚在那我刚得救的时候，我才了解在我还没得救之前有多少的弟兄姊妹在后面为我祷告。
And I may say this humbly.
我也可以在这里很谦卑的在这里说。
If it were not for their prayer, I shall not be conquered.
若不是因为他们在那里在他们在那里为我祷告，我这个坚强的营垒不会被攻破。
Dear brothers, if you want your loved one to be saved,
弟兄姊妹们，若是你希望你所爱的亲戚朋友要得救的话，
they need to be conquered.
那样的坚强的营垒必须要先被攻破。
Not by might, but by love.
不是用你的大的能力，而是用你的爱。
They need to be conquered by the divine purpose of God.
他们实在是要被神那个神圣的旨意来攻破。
That their eyes may be opened to see the spiritual things, not the earthly ones.
让他们眼睛能够得开，能够看到属灵的事情，而不是光是世上的事情。
It is a spiritual battle.
这的确是一个属灵的征战。
And it takes prayer to accomplish it.
要用付上很多祷告的代价，然后才能达到。
Many of you are familiar with the verses in Book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
我相信各位对以弗所书第六章的上面所说的一定很熟悉。
Well, for the sake of time, I will not go into the detail of the spiritual weapons.
我们在这里不再仔细的说到那神所赐的全副军装。
But I will go right into verse 18.
但是我要直接就讲到第十八节。
Praying always.
随时多方的祷告祈求。
Paul says, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit.
随时靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
Dear brothers and sisters, when Paul talked about, he explained on with all the spiritual weapons.
你知道保罗在这里先提到各式各样的属灵上的这个武器。
Then he turns right away into saying we pray.
然后他一下接着马上就说我们要祷告。
For prayer is warfare.
因为祷告就是征战。
Prayer is warfare. 因为 warfare is prayer.
祷告就是征战，征战就是祷告。
You see, in the Old Testament time, even they used prayer to conquer, to befall a city.
你知道在这旧约的时间是时候他们就是利用这样的祷告来将一个城完完全全攻破。
Even they use prayer to accomplish things that they couldn't accomplish humanly.
就用祷告，他们在那里能做到人力做不到的事。
We are in that battlefield.
我们现在也在同样的征战里面。
Prayer is battle.
我们祷告就是征战。
If the loved ones cannot be saved.
若是你所爱的亲戚朋友不能够没有得救。
Are we going to give up?
我们就要放弃了吗？
And therefore concede that the enemy has won.
然后我们就承认仇敌得胜了吗？
No.
不，
we have not finished fighting yet.
我们还没有真正打完呢。
And the fighting is in prayer.
而这个征战就在祷告。
It is a natural thing when we became saved, we are concerned about our family.
你知道，当我们得救之后，就是变成很自然的事情，我们马上会想到我们的亲戚朋友，我们的家人。
But I have found out, including myself, that we cannot endure that battle.
但是我也自己也深深的了解，我们对那样的征战实在是好像有点承受不住。
Many people have tried and preach gospel to their family.
有很多人就在那里试着要跟他的家人传福音。
But more than often, I realize that we are turned into a long-term battle.
但是经常是这样子，我们常常就需要一个真的是长期抗战。
I wanted to visit Israel sometime in the future, if the Lord permits.
若是神许可的话，我很希望能够以后有一个机会能够去以色列看一看。
There are many reasons I want to visit that country.
有很多原因我想去那里看一看。
But one of the reasons, in terms of warfare.
但是有一件事情，就是讲到征战的这件事情的时候。
I wondered about that country.
我就很想要去看看那个国家现在是怎么回事。
For there's not a country on earth.So long engaged in a battle daily, every day, and carried out a normal life.
因为从来没有一个国家是这样子在经常经年累月的在战乱里面，而在那里还能够有一个正常的生活。
You know, we are a fortunate generation that we do not see war.
你知道我们这一代大部分人在这里好像还没有看过战争。
Many of the older generations had endured 8 years of Sino-Japanese war.
有一个老一代的，我们有个在那个中日战争里面的也都过来了。
How can you carry on a normal life in an abnormal situation?
在一个这样不正常的情形里头，你怎么样能够有正常的生活呢
？That's a spiritual battle.
在这里是一个属灵的征战。
Dear brothers and sisters, Bible is teaching us about that.
但是这里圣经正在教导我们。
You read the story of Nehemiah when he went back to build the wall.
在这里若是讲到尼希米在那里建造城墙的事情，当你读到这些的时候
，And he told the people to carry on a weapon at the same time building.
在那里，他教他们一边带着武器，一边筑城墙。
And Israelites never cease to amaze me when I think about how long they have engaged in the war.
你知道，以色列人这样子，我每次我想到这一点的时候，我都觉得简直是不能了解。他们这么样经年累月在那里，总是有征战。
Are we Christians inferior to them?
难道我们这些基督徒就比他们差吗
？We are talking about spiritual war.
我们这里讲的是属灵的征战。
And which is carried on in our daily life.
是每天每天在我们的生活里头都有的。
I don't know how to say it. In everything you have a battle.
我实在是没有办法怎么解释，因为在每一件事情上面都有征战。
And even, we'll talk about family life.
就是我们就讲到我们家庭的生活吧。
There's a spiritual warfare.
在那里就有一个属灵的征战在那里发生。
How many times have blown up to your own family?
你有多少次就跟你的家里的人在那里发脾气呢
？You have not realized it's a spiritual warfare.
你有没有想到这是一个属灵的征战
？And the Lord.Forbid us from losing the temper unnecessarily.
你知道，主让我们不要随便轻易发怒。
Because His love is in us.
因为他的爱在我们里面。
The warfare is such that we will manifest our kingdom.
在这里，神要我们能够将这个国能够彰显出来。
The warfare so that we will manifest Christ.
在这个征战里面，就是神要我们将基督能够活出来。
The purpose of the warfare so that we will enlarge.His territory.
这样子，于是我们才能够来扩张他的国度。
It is a warfare.
这实在是一个征战。
Every time we failed, it means we shrank the kingdom of God.
每一次我们自己在我们身上失败的时候，于是神的国度就在那里缩小。
Every time with the grace of God, we manifest His love. It's enlargement of His kingdom.
每一次借着他的恩典，当我们将他的爱、将他的荣耀彰显出来的时候，神的国度就在那里扩大。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to be reminded that we are in a war situation.
所以我们实在要再一次、一度、一再的要被提醒，我们实在是在这个征战里面。
It is not a peaceful generation.
在这一个世代，不是一个很和平的世代。
We are engaged in the spiritual.
我们在这里是在一个属灵的征战里面。
Now let's finish the story quickly.
我们现在将这个故事结束。
The war finally came in a large scale.
于是当这个征战慢慢地变成一个更大更扩大的。
Dear brothers and sisters, in as much as I want to get into this detail of the future of the Christians.
我很想在这里再讲到这基督徒在末世的时候是怎么样子。
But I can only say this.
但是我只要提到一点。
If the Lord is training us into that war battlefield.
若是神在这里要训练我们要打这一个征战的话
，You can be sure there's a battlefield.
你一定要相信在那里实在是有一个战场。
There are many doctrines talking about the rapture.
有很多讲到被提的事情。
And there are many doctrines talking about when the last tribulation comes, whether the church is still on earth or not.
有很多说法，有的说在最后大灾难的时候，是不是教会仍然在这地上
I cannot get into all these discussions.
我们不愿意做深入的讨论这一些。
But so long as we're talking about warfare.
但是我们讲到这些征战。
The Lord Himself tells us that we will see that tribulation.
但是主自己告诉我们，我们会看到征战的情形。
Well, many people argue that was for the Israelites, not for the church.
那于是有些人就说不，那只是讲到神讲到那些以色列民，他们要看到这些大灾难的时候。
But how about the Revelation talks about there are some overcomers who came out from the great battlefield?
但是你从启示录里面看到有很多得胜者从那个战场里面得胜回来。
These are not the Israelites. These are the church people.
那些并不是说到以色列人，而是说到教会。
So I'd rather believe there's this warfare going on.
所以我相信那个时候我们都会看到一个征战，大征战。
Be it 3.5 years or not.
不管他是不是三年半。
And at those times,
在那段时间里面。
Those who are not trained do not know how to stand.
如果是你没有经过好好的训练的话，你在那时候就不能站住。
And famine came.
在那个时候饥荒要来到。
We're talking about the spiritual poverty.
我这里所说的就是说到属灵上的饥荒。
And that frame of comics tells about these horse met again.
于是在这个图画上面就说这些马又碰头了。
And one complained to the other.
有一个就对另外一个人开始抱怨。
Saying, well, how come you're so well fed?
他说怎么搞的，你现在还吃得这么壮啊。
Fat and sleek.
你长得吃得这么壮，毛这么光。
During all those dreadful famine.
就在这些这么饥荒的日子。
Your eyes are bright.
他你的眼睛那么有神。
And your coat fairly shines.
你的皮毛那么样子光亮。
And that horse again says, in my master's house.
于是另外那个马就说，在我的主人的那个屋子里。
There's no shortage of grain or water.
从来没有短缺过任何的粮食，任何的水。
He feeds me daily from his hand.
他每天亲手来喂我。
Do you realize that Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many, 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 many dwelling places"?
你知道你们记不记得耶稣说，在我父的家中有很多很多的住处
？You realize that the prodigal son finally turned and said, "In my Father's house."
你记不记得那个浪子那时候回想到说，在我父的家中
，there's plenty of food.
口粮有余。
And now these horses were feeling bitter.
于是这些马。这些野马开始就觉得很不高兴了。
They feel jealous.
他们觉得很嫉妒。
They said all the king's horses are well fed.
他说这些国王的马都是这样子喂得这么好。
It's no fair.
不公平。
I hate them.
我真是恨透他们了。
You see, when gospel is preached,
你知道吗？当这个福音传出去的时候
，the condition of man determines whether he receives it or not.
人的自己的情形就在那里决定他是不是接受。
And I will once upon recall what Timothy Lin told us.
我记得有一次林道亮院长这样告诉我们。
When our hearts are become hardened.
当我们的心在那里坚硬起来的时候。
We refuse totally what the Word of God teaches.
于是就将把神的话他的教导就完完全全的要拒绝。
And we feel that God is unfair.
而且我们会感觉神不公平。
We don't feel that we are wrong.
我们不觉得我们有什么错。
Dear brothers and sisters, this story didn't end only with horses.
这个故事并不是就这样的，这个马的故事就这么讲完了。
And I want to, I can't finish what he didn't say.
我在这里不能够他没讲的，我也不知道该讲什么。
It brought me many, many questions.
但是在这里给我了很多很多的问题。
Am I aware that I'm in the battlefield?
我晓不晓得我现在正在一个征战的战场上面
？Have I experienced God's love enough?To want to preach to other people.
我是不是经历足够神的爱，要到一个地步，我愿意将这个爱能够传给别人。
Even that means I need to pray for them hard.
甚至这样子表示我需要在祷告上面要为他们再次很用心、很用力的祷告。
Have I received God's grace enough so that I will look at myself as a changed person?
我有没有接受足够的恩典，让我能够看到我自己是一个有改变的人
？And reflect upon His glory.
能不能够将他的荣耀能够这样子反照出来
？Can I be proud of Him and let Him be proud of me?
我能不能够以他为傲，也能不能够在那里实在是知道是不是他以我为傲
Do I have a mission that I need to accomplish?
我是不是有一个使命在那里我要做成？
Do I feel gladly to endure his cross?
我是不是很乐意的、很甘心的来接受他的十字架？
Am I prepared well enough to face the tribulation?
我是不是在那里已经准备很好了，可以来面对这个大的征战？
You know,
大灾难。
The church in China.
你知道在中国大陆的教会
has suffered tribulation for about 30-40 years.
大概已经在那里有三四十年的时间在那里受苦。
Many Christians are trained, well trained there.
有很多基督徒在那里受到很好的训练。
But the Christian in America, in the United States,
但是在这美国的基督徒们
mostly are soft ones.
大部分都是很软弱。
I don't mean their hearts are soft.
我并不是说他们的心很软。
I mean their body, their spiritual body.
而我说是说他们的属灵的身量很软。
We're too used to those abundant days.
我们实在是在那里，我们的生活太丰富。
If God provides, then we say hallelujah.
如果是神给了嘛，我们说哎呀，感谢赞美主。
What if God doesn't provide?
如果是神不给呢
？What if those famine came?
如果是那些饥荒真的来到了呢
？Are we still prepared to stand for Him?
我们是不是仍然能够为他站住
？Are we still prepared to fight the battle?
我们是不是能够仍然在那里预备好，在那里要征战
？You know, sometimes when a soldier goes to the field.
你知道常常在一个战士当走上战场的时候
the supply didn't come.
若是这个供应来不及
It is only their determination.
就只有靠他们自己的毅力
and the willingness to sacrifice for their own country.
而且只有大家他们在那里是不是他们真愿意为他们自己国家来牺牲
pull them through.
而利用这样的毅力才能够将他能够让他能够持续下来
朋友你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。